This is Here's Your Stories. Another episode. Can you believe it? Today's story is called Sheep Fleece and Sheep Wells. Once upon a time, there lived a merchant. He was a very wealthy man, stubborn and mean, too. All he thought about was money, though. And he didn't use the money. He just loved having the money. And he was always looking for ways to become richer. And, as we should say, more selfish. Until one day, when he was walking from a market, he heard a baa, baa, baa. And he looked inside of a well, and in the well, there was a sheep. "Why, this lovely sheep, it is so beautiful. I can sell its fleece and then sell the sheep for a fortune at the market." Just then, a farmer came out. "Hello," she said. "I would like a drink from your well." But the man said, "Oh, I'm sorry. This is not a water well. This is a sheep well. It is very rare. What you do is you throw a sheep's fleece down in it every night. And in the morning, baa, baa, baa," the little lamb cried. "Yes, a sheep comes out." "Why, how much is it?" the farmer said. "Well, it will cost you 3 white horses."
"3 white horses?"
"Sure. 50 sacks of grain." "I guess so." "And 50 sacks of corn. "I guess so." So that night, that farmer went home and got a fleece. "I can't wait to have a sheep. Yay, yay, yay," he sang. But then, when the merchant came home, he snickered. "Ha, that guy thinks I sold him some kind of beauty, like a sheep every day. Wow! But no, 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 no. It is not a sheep every day. It is not a sheep every day. It's not even a sheep for one day. It is just a make-believe. Just play along with me, see? Okay, that's enough now. Time to get moving with the riches." So he went, took the money and stuff, well, the horses and the grain and the corn, and went off to market. "Well, hello," everyone said. "What are you doing with those fine horses and everything?" He said, "Well, I just sold them merchandise. He thought that would make them want to buy from him more. A little bit more about that later." But the next day, when the farmer went to look in her well, she said, "Oh my goodness, what is going on? I don't have a sheep in here. Naughty, only my fleece. Maybe I need to throw it in harder tomorrow." So she did. Again and again, it didn't work. Until finally she realized it was a trick. She was so angry. "That was my best horses. And not corn and grain. I could have used that for millions of things." So she went to see a judge. Boo doo 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 doo. "Here is an advertisement. You want to go to a bookstore? Go to the Green Valley Book Fair. It is the best books in the universe." "Maybe." Boo doo 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 doo. "A when we left off. A young farmer had just gone to town to get a judge because she had been stolen from three white horses. 50 stacks bags of corn and 50 bags of grain for an empty well. Let's see what's going on. She stomped over to the judge's house. "Excuse me, judge. I have a case that you need to do right now."
"Why, yes," the judge said.
"What is it?" "A man came up to me and he said that a well was magic and it would give me a sheep every day in exchange for a fleece down the well."
"Well, what's big about that?"
I know it isn't true, but what's big about that? He didn't sell it for you or anything."
"Yes, he did. He took my three white horses, 50 sacks of corn and 50 sacks of grain."
"Oh," the judge said, "this is a big case. But what is his name?"
"Where I should dance," she said.
"Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that was what he told her his name is."
"Well, how about you ask the village people about him, if they've seen him?"
So she went out of the village and said, "Excuse me, everyone, I am looking for where I should dance."
"Huh," they said, "where I should dance?"
"Right here." And then huge dance party started out. Until the judge walked out of her house.
"Well, I see that he had tricked you. That couldn't have been his name, because people do not be named where I should dance.
But I do think I saw a man with three white horses and 100 sacks," she said.
"He was going towards the red brick house. Here, I will send him a note saying it is from What Shall I Do?"
So she went up to his house and knocked on his door.
"Well, hello."
"Well, hello," he said. "Would you like to buy three white horses and 100 sacks?"
"Yes, I would."
"What is the name of my customer?" he said.
"The name is What I Should Do."
"What should I do?"
"You should give me back my three horses and 100 sacks for free because they belong to me, and that well is not good."
So he realized that he was wrong and needed to be less greedy. So what he did was he took mostly all his money and donated it to people who needed it.
Don't put your ears down, 'cause there will be